Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game on this Thursday. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just outside Kitchen Notes. We're here in the lobby by the Guitar Pick bar, which should be open here in just a little bit, but is a new thing that they have here at the Omni, so really cool to check that out as well. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back at the studios on the ones and twos. Sean Mark is our on-site engineer. Sidetrack for a second, because, you know, we've been known to do that here on the show. So I'm like, where I'm seating, I can, you know, see the check-in desk and everything. And I just started thinking, like, there's a, you know, families and some couples and looks like business people. And I'm going, you know, if they've never been to Nashville before, they just standing there, like, thinking, like, man, what are some cool things I want to do? Just trying to get in the mind of a tourist, because I've, you know, never been a tourist in my own city.
Well, I would tell you, working with these travel groups down here, they want to do one thing only.
Broadway?
Absolutely. They don't care about anything else. No restaurants. No, where's the best barbecue? Nobody cares. They want to go to Broadway. Because you know what? You don't have Broadway in Birmingham.
Yeah.
You don't have Broadway in Kansas City. They all want to go to Broadway. Every single one of them. That's all they want to do.
There's a place in Indianapolis called Broad Ripple.
Is that where they make Shampipple?
I have no idea.
So, no, they all want to go. Do you even know what Shampipple is?
I have no idea.
Sanford and Son, man.
Okay.
That's Fred Sanford wanted a Shampipple.
Look, I'm an old soul, and there's a, you know, a lot of that, but even Sanford and Son was a little before my time.
Well, of course it is. It's mid-70s.
And also, my dad was like, yeah, you're not watching Red
Dad's
Fox.
Smart man. That's a good show. But, no, they all want to go to Broadway, so that's the thing, because – I mean, look, you walk down Broadway. We take it for granted. I hardly ever go down there anymore.
Yeah.
The guy looks like Urban Meyer. This guy right here.
Okay.
So they want to go down there because, I mean, 47 honky-tonks, and you might see Jelly Roll down there or Luke Bryan or Garth. Probably we'll see Garth. He goes to that bar, I understand.
Oh, really?
Quite a bit,
like,
yeah.
His friends in little places?
Yeah. From what I've gathered, what I've been told. But that's the deal, man. That's what makes our city unique. And look, we bang on this city all the time.
You might see Joe Dubin.
Yeah, I hope not. We bang on the city all the time, but it's still a pretty damn cool city.
Yeah.
It is.
It is a damn
and
cool city.
And it's better because the Preds and the Titans are here.
Yeah. I mean, look, that is 100% true. So speaking of the Titans, I heard the conversation this morning on Robbie and Rex Road and also with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports, who joins them every Thursday at 8 o'clock. And basically of how long the leash is for Brian Callahan. And, you know, basically everybody has said the commitment needs to be there because it's not only, you know, if you let him go, you're not only changing him out, but the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator, guys that Cam Ward is going to be working with on a daily basis. And, you know, you always talk about that, you know, Nick Holtz doesn't call the plays. But when Brian Callahan was in Cincinnati, he didn't call the plays either, but he worked very closely with Joe Burrow. It was a key part of his development. So I could see that kind of being the same thing here. And so I do wonder if that conversation has been had of, hey, look, we're not gonna make this change. We're gonna give you at least 2 years.
I disagree. If they go 2-15 and they're an absolute horrible team, worse than last year, and he's made some really dumb coaching decisions.
Sure, then he's out.
He's not back. So let's don't play the game like, 2 years. Let's play and see. Let's just see what happens. Hope for the best.
Look,
give him everything he needs to succeed and go forward and turn this team around, and then we'll sit here and eat crow because we thought Brian Callahan should be going after 1 year. I'm fine with that.
Usually,
make me eat crow.
Usually, I would tell you a loss is a loss, and that's like you lose. But I do think that this organization, the front office, the ownership, they're going to look at the nature in which those losses occur. If it's a close game and they just, you know, you have the rookie quarterback that's trying to make a play and he throws a pick at the end of the game, okay, you were in it. All right, we'll make a note of that over here. If they get blown out 32-0 and turn the ball over five times and
– yeah.
Then that factors in, too.
So Robinson could do whatever he wants, but, I mean, Charles Robinson can say whatever he wants. But, again, Callahan hasn't earned the cachet to get that confidence for two or three more years. He hasn't done it. Last year was awful. He was in over his head as a head coach. Let's hope he's better this year when he's got his quarterback, his system's in after a year. That's fine. But to say he deserves another two or three, it's got to see what happens this year, man. They've got to show stark improvement, put guys around him. I mean, Rand was terrible with what he added to the team last year. So now you get into what happens. And I do think they'll be better. I really do think this team will be better this year. Now, how much better? I don't know, 7 and 10 maybe, 8, 9, I don't know. And the schedule comes out, you know, in 6 days. We'll know a little bit more about their journey coming up. But I just think, look, now it's it. Now it's time to go. Now to prove to us that you are an NFL head coach. Here we go.
Well, I think he's very much getting that opportunity to do that. You know, and it's going to be all about the rookie quarterback. I found this to be interesting. So, you know, we always love when Trevor Maddich goes on Stillman and Company,
yes.
Right? And he was asked by Jared the other day where Cam would stand among the quarterbacks coming out in 2026. And it's a total what if. It doesn't matter because he's the quarterback here now. He's been drafted. But here was Trevor on where Cam Ward would stand amongst the 2026 quarterbacks.
I think I would put him at third. I'd put Sellers of South Carolina first. And if he continues his trajectory, he very well could be a top five pick, if not the first pick in the draft. He's shown the ability and the talent to potentially be a superstar. Nussmeier is an NFL team's dream because he sees things from an NFL quarterback's perspective. He comes from an NFL quarterback family, and he's got a lot of years in college football to be able to operate within a system and distribute the ball NFL players would want to distribute. I think both of those guys, Sellers would have everything that Cam Ward has from an arm standpoint, but better ability to run. Nussmeier would come in more ready to operate an NFL offense efficiently and correctly. So therefore, I would put Cam Ward at number three.
What do you think about that?
That is a... Oh, I guess without you getting mad at me. That's a waste of time because Cam Ward's already drafted. He's here.
Okay.
He's good to go. I mean, you can project who's in 26, but
sure,
you got your guy now. So let's stop but other things.
All right, but here's where I'm going to say where it's not a waste of time.
Okay.
I love hearing that. And, you know, I respect the heck out of Trevor. Trevor knows. I hope Cam Ward hears that because – I just think that kid feeds off of those, all right, chip on my shoulder. Okay, you don't think I can do it? Hold my beer. Watch
okay,
this.
That's fine.
Like I like stuff like that. I feel like the way that this franchise is turning is that's kind of the attitude they have of like, yeah, y'all don't think we're going to do anything right. We've been fumbling, bumbling idiots for the last 4 years, and so y'all don't think we can fix this. All right, watch.
Same thing with Daniel Jones, Trubisky. Can't miss. Go second,
yeah,
third in the draft.
But I never believed that.
But everybody else did. All these draft people. Why'd they go second and third?
Because those teams, I think, were idiots. But there were draft experts that were saying, I don't know about that.
Trubisky climbed. I can't. From Carolina, guy's got a good arm.
Traded up to get him. It was the dumbest.
Yeah.
Kansas City sitting there going, thank you. Thanks. Appreciate that.
So you don't know until you know. I know that sounds kind of really, you know, thought-provoking.
When you know.
Right.
As I've said. Ricky makes fun of me for it.
He's your guy now. You can't look at 26. Look at the now. I tell people all the time, live in the present. Let's live in the present with this football team. We can't look what happened in 24 and 23. We can't look at 26. We have now. So now, put them together. Give them everything he needs to succeed on the field. Everybody believed in him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was across the board. This guy's it. All the draft experts. Go back last year. Draft experts, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, right? They're like, this is the guy. Bryce Young's now coming into his own.
Yeah.
Got benched. Was kind of overwhelmed with everything. He was on a terrible team in Carolina, and look what happened. They got him going. Got a good coach in there now who believes in him, a good offensive coach. I think the same thing is with Cam Ward. Just build around him. Give him confidence. During training camp, throw everything at him.
Oh, you throw as much as you can at him.
And
I do agree with that.
Play the preseason games. Play the joint practices. Do all that stuff. So by the time you hit the first game, it's like, oh, okay, I've already seen this. I know what to do now. So Callahan's got a daunting task ahead of him in preparation for this young guy. Daunting task. But he knows what he's doing. Evidently, he's been around these other quarterbacks. See what he can do this year.
He's been around your favorite.
Don't say it.
Peyton Manning.
Man, Brian Callahan came in the last part of my career in Denver. Over there. I was going to win a Super Bowl anyway. And he said, just get out there and get the jugs machine. I said, man, that's all right. I mean, I don't know what's happening.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Chase, do you remember the old wrestler? It was like a tag team. They were called Biscuits and Gravy or something.
No, they were, I know who you're talking about.
Anyways, was that big guy named Festus. Every time the bell rang, he turned to a different character. I feel like every time you say Peyton Manning, Joe turns into this different character.
There's two trigger words.
Oh,
there's
that one,
and then there's Memphis.
Man, I said Memphis Redbirds. I said I was going down AutoZone Park. I said the Redbirds play. I had some good summer.
Every time, man.
What was the name of that? Their theme music was Biscuits and Gravy, but their forget what their. Dang, I have to look that
That's
up.
That's old time, Dr. Crane.
Well, yeah. That's where my memory went.
Well, it's the early, like, mid-2000s.
Hey, Dr. Crane, real quick.
Sure.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day, okay? We're going to get a paper call about their moms. Is there any chance you can have Nani call in tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I
can. No, I don't want a not mean. I want a yes.
Sure. I mean, okay. I could get her in studio.
But she didn't have to come in.
Let's call. No,
just her out of the house. I was the gym twice a week, but hey.
Do you want to bring Nani to work? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, because they give me a reason to take her out to lunch.
You know what? Do it.
Bring her in.
Come on. All right. Bring it.
Perfect. Sounds good.
We're all about it.
Tell her to watch out for David James.
Noted. I will.
She's already been warned.
Right.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonKennyHoney.com. Usually we have Greg Wyshynski on with us at this time. He'll join tomorrow on the program at 9:30. But we're live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel, proud sponsor of the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. I knew you were going to play that. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here at the Omni Nashville Hotel. All right, so what's their tag team name?
I don't see it anywhere. It's just... They're just Jesse and Festus.
Jesse and Festus. That's what it was. That's just what they went by. Yep. I remember it now. I think Jesse's no longer with us.
Did you guys see in that video there are a few hogs?
Yeah. Vince McMahon was all about having like a lack of a better word, redneck kind of tag team. Like the Godwins and then Jesse and Festus.
Your blue collar tag team.
The Daltons. They were the Daltons for a while. That's right.
What's wrong with that, man?
Yeah. Okay, no, they're both. All right. Who am I thinking of? They're both still around. Anyway, that's a sidetrack.
Oh, by the way, I found out it's Chris Sanders' birthday.
Today?
Evidently so. Thank you, Facebook birthdays. Otherwise, I'd never know when anybody's birthday was.
Well, we should have had him on today.
I just saw it like 2 minutes ago.
Well, we will have to tell him tomorrow, happy birthday.
Yep.
It sure is. And you know who? There's another local celebrity. George Plaster.
Today's his birthday?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to me.
That reminds me. I forgot to do something. So thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. All right. I saw this on – I get these emails. This is from bookies.com. And it is about the 2025 SEC schedule and what teams are going to travel the most from a mileage standpoint.
Okay.
So if you look at the schedule, you know, first glance, who do you think travels the most?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is second with 7,034.34 miles. They go across, or they'll take five trips across six time zones, averaging 1,406 miles. Their longest one will be over 2,000 miles when they take on Temple.
Oh, okay. How about South Carolina?
South Carolina is fourth.
Dang.
5,927.56 miles.
Florida.
Florida is third. 6,170.66 miles.
The number one has to be Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is fifth. 4,848.46 miles. Their longest trip being to Notre Dame.
I'm trying to do the outliers. So who's number one?
Texas.
Texas.
9,077.22 miles. Six trips, averaging 1,512.87. Six time zones, and their longest one will be to the defending.
Wait, six time zones? There's only four.
Well, I guess because of how many times they go across the time zone.
Thank you for the animated.
You're welcome. If you're watching, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't understand that then. So it's Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
Yeah, but I guess it's how many times they cross them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess so. Yeah. What's her longest game again? Texas?
Ohio State.
Ohio State. Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
Is it really like, I guess so, total over 2,000 miles, like back there and back?
I would think. Yeah. No. To where?
To Columbus.
No. Can't be that far, right? 2,000 miles? Hell, around the planet's 25,000 miles.
All right. Well, hang on. Let's see. Google Maps. Austin, Texas. Let's see. Just a moment.
It's all right, man. Talk amongst yourselves.
From Columbus, Ohio to Austin, Texas. Is 1,236 miles.
Okay. So it's longer than that to go up and come back.
Yeah.
2,500 miles.
Yep.
Okay.
That's crazy. You would come through Nashville if you're on the bus.
But they ain't on the bus.
No.
Or back in the day on the train to get there and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess Vanderbilt would be 16th on this list?
The Vanderbilt Commodores are not. No, the last team on this list, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right.
It's so in order, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, South Carolina, Texas A&M, Auburn, LSU, Arkansas, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Georgia.
Okay. I told you the question we had a long time ago, what two SEC schools were the closest? Remember? Is your memory working for this one? Which two SEC schools are the closest in distance?
Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Incorrect. Dr. Crane, you got a guess?
Alabama, Auburn.
I was going to go with that's fine.
You got to peter off there.
I don't know. I'm a loss at words. I'm a scramble brain this morning.
That's all right, buddy. The closest to SEC schools. I'm not going to tell you until you guess it. Or someone on the text line can guess it.
All right. I do remember this now.
You got this. Stop thinking rivalries. That's what gets you.
Arkansas, LSU.
No.
So that's, yeah. Arkansas. I don't know.
It is Mississippi State and Alabama.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the two closest ones. What? Although, I know A&M and Texas aren't 80 miles away from each other. So that's up there. But there it is.
So Vanderbilt will travel 3,678.42 miles, five road trips, averaging 735.68 miles a trip. And their longest one, 1,498 when they go to Tejas.
Okay. So they got to go to Virginia Tech, to South Carolina, to Texas.
Yep. But yeah. Tennessee, their longest trip is to Florida, 890 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Remember one year Tennessee had eight home games, played Vanderbilt at home, or Vanderbilt on the road, Memphis, like 10 other games were in the state of Tennessee. I think that's the way the schedule plays out. You can't just play who's in front of you. That's all you can do.
Yep. But, I mean, like, none of this matters, but I thought it was just interesting. They even have the game-by-game breakdown for each team.
I guess with the portal being done, I guess there'll be another – is there another portal ending, or guys, are they good now? Are they going to transfer out?
No,
before
I think,
the season?
I think okay. this is it.
All know. Right.
The shortest trip for Tennessee is this year?
Georgia? Athens?
Nope.
South Carolina?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Lexington.
Okay.
Just under 300 miles.
But a couple
Syracuse,
hour bus route.
They play Syracuse in Atlanta, so that's just over 300 miles.
It's a big game. That's a big game for the Vols, because getting a new quarterback in there, who's it going to be? Syracuse, they got to get a new quarterback. Did Will Howard go? He get drafted?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot where.
The Steelers.
Steelers.
I think they may have their franchise guy that people don't think about.
Mike has a question for us. I'm going to see the Savannah Bananas with my girlfriend this Saturday at Nissan Stadium. That's sold out, by the way. Parking at the stadium is sold out. Where do you guys recommend parking that's relatively close to the stadium? I mean, dude, honestly, I usually park in the facility we're at. but I park across the bridge and just walk.
Yeah, you're going to have to walk unless you go someplace in East Nashville. You're still going to have to walk that way, but. Yep, just be prepared to walk. Park downtown somewhere. Courthouse is good. There's good parking there to go over there. I mean, there's going to be 70,000 people here this weekend for that.
Well, Texter asked how far Vanderbilt was from Tennessee. According to this, it is 321.58 miles.
But that's round trip.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Because I can get to Knox. It's 170 miles from here.
Yeah, it is round trip.
So all these are round trips back and forth, which should be just the one way on all that.
Yes, but I mean you got to make both
true
trips.
We talk about it all the time. It's a chartered jet when they have to do a long distance. I like they got to wait at the Southwest gate for 3 hours.
Coming up next, we'll revisit our question of the day. Eric and Wes want to answer that on our phone line. We will do that and much more. We're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, and Dr. Crane is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Little insane in the brain coming back. Very good. Good job, Dr. Crane. Showing your palate there.
Thank you very much.
That was good. Let's go back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But first, Joe, our question of the day.
Yeah, what's the most important decision you've ever made in your entire life? The most important decision you've made in your life.
Let's go to Eric, who wants to answer that. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys, a couple of things. First of all, didn't hear you earlier, but I heard that you guys were joking, said that I sniped Kenny the mail. I'll be here.
You gotta stop doing that.
Look.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to the question, man. I heard, and I guess you got to answer the question about the guy was tag team. I know one of them's name definitely was Luke. The other one, I want to say, was either Bo, like Bo and Luke dude, you know, but I believe his name was Jesse. I think it was Jesse and Luke Godwin, the Godwins.
Well,
but I remember the tag team.
There was two. Okay, there's two different ones. The ones we were talking about are Jesse and Festus that were the.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, they were something different. The Godwins were Henry O and Phineas.
That's okay, awesome. You know
okay.
that.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, Henry O, Godwin, and Phineas.
Yeah. And I think they wound up affiliated somehow. I think one of them wound up with, I think, CM Punk. And they eventually turned into, you know, and I think he wound up wrestling as part of the Gallows. Luke
yeah,
Gallows.
He's Luke Gallows. Yeah, Festus is Luke Gallows. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, guys, as far as important decisions, actually I have two. But one is not, I didn't get married, so, but one was moving from a place that was real, real bad into a lot better place. The other was a job change that I did where the job was just, it was real, real bad. But but the other job turned out to be a lot better for me, better financially, so that's my two. I moved from a job that was just real credit paying and everything to a better paying job, and the other one was from a place I was living, which was real, real bad, to a lot better place. So those are kind of the two most important life decisions in my life. I've never been married. Don't know if I ever will get married, but those were the two for me.
Good
Guys,
for you,
y'all
Bubba.
Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Those are good ones.
Yeah. Remember, I tell people all the time, your job should not be a prison sentence. Your job should not be a prison sentence. That's all I got to say about that. This is not. This is like.
That was Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's all I got to say about that. let's go to Wes, who wants to weigh in on our question of the day. Hello, Wes.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
We're good, man.
Man, Chase is a little lengthy, and this is probably one of the top three decisions I've ever made in my life, but bear with me here because it takes a lot out. I had to really get my head around this in order to call in, and I've never said this on a public forum. I mean, I've said it to my best friend, my mom, but here we go. I used to be in the restaurant business. I did that for 13 years as a chef, a general manager, and a training mini area manager where I would train other GMs. And I did it for a pizza place my last 3 years that I'm not going to name. Upon running 4 stores in the Nashville area, my wife at the time was struggling with an addiction to fentanyl. And we were trying everything that we could to get her off the stuff. I started doing social media as I started, you know, my mental took a hit from everything. So I started using social media and sharing my music and just telling other guys that it was okay to not be okay and that we all struggle and that even though you're stressed or you're depressed, it's all, you know, it's all relative. Like, we all just need to talk about it. And the people at the pizza place that worked for me, that were below me, started to find out about my socials and my music, and they all poked fun at me, saying, like, dude, TikTok is a kid's app, man. You're 28. What are you doing? And I realized at that moment that the people that work for me and my wife all shared the same sentiment. And I realized then that I got more support from random people across the entire world that knew nothing about me than I did from people that actually knew me and knew who I was. And flash forward, I was leaving for work about a month later, found out my wife had relapsed, and I had a mental breakdown, and I called out of work. The next day, I showed up to work with a smile on my face and tried to just go as business as normal. And everybody showed up and just kind of gave me the cold shoulder. Later on, my boss showed up around lunchtime and told me that I was too invested in social media and this wasn't going to work, and they let me go. And my boss at the time was one of my really good friends. He kind of knew a little bit of what was going on. And at that point, I was so depressed, I didn't know what to do except for to talk to the people who gave me support, which was on the internet. And at that point in time, I made the decision that I was going to be full-time on social media. And now you look at where I'm at today, and I'm Swes23 on all platforms. That's SW3, S23. And without having TikTok or a social media account, I wouldn't be able to survive in this economy. And that's probably the best decision that I was forced into. And I'm so thankful every day that I don't place pepperonis on a pizza anymore.
So let me say this.
For what y'all do, guys.
Real quick, you know, we laughed last week about Bill Belichick, right? Somebody said, well, what do you think people think about your relationship? And he's like, I don't care what other people think. And I think that is so powerful. We get lost and, oh, he's dating a 24-year-old. He really doesn't care what you think. And to your point, Wes, good for you, man. Not caring what other people think, knowing you're on the correct path and doing it. God bless you, brother.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all more than you know.
Thanks, Wes. Great call. That was good. Really good. And, I mean, look, sometimes the most important decision that you've ever made, you do get forced into it. But sometimes that's, in my opinion, God's way of saying, like, wake up.
Yep.
Yeah. You know?
We say all the time, you know, God has to make you uncomfortable. Otherwise, you'd never move.
Yeah.
You would never move. And then, so there's a lot that plays into this. But, it's, again, all the time, you powerful, man. You, if you're listening out there, you are powerful in things you can do. Just got to believe in yourself, man. You can change the world. It's seen it. I've seen it. See the guy sitting across from me right here. I see it all the time, man. Do it. People are going to tell you no regardless. They're going to tell you no.
Oh, you're going to hear no.
Ah, you're dumb. Who cares what other people think? As long as you are focused on you, you'll be fine.
The best thing that ever happened to me was the people that told me no and didn't believe, along with the people that told me yes and did believe.
Yep.
It's a two-way thing.
Beautiful.
I mean, that's what it is. Dylan in Antioch says, Eric didn't correct Big Joe on a pop culture fact. What a good day.
We're not sure that was Eric that called in.
That was good. By the way, Joey from Gallatin, kind of being a downer today.
Uh-oh.
I can't watch the bananas baseball games. It's a mockery of the sport in my eyes, and it's corny regardless. To each their own, though. I get it. I kind of get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I respect them because these were a lot. A lot of this stemmed from a team that got disbanded because of COVID.
Yep.
And then the realignment of minor league baseball. And these are guys that, like, saw their dream go away.
Yeah.
And this is a way to live out their dream. Yeah, it's a show. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters. But,
love it.
But, I mean, they sold out minor league ballparks, basically skipped major league ballparks, and now they're going to NFL stadiums.
Right.
And selling those out.
And they're a story that owner talks about. I think it's Jesse Cole's his name.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the dumbest idea. You're wasting your time. And he's talked about very open about his faith and – this journey that they're on, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it is a beautiful thing to see a dream come true. And everybody's having fun. Everybody's happy. It's great, man.
Yep, it is. I mean, I think we need a little fun and excitement.
Yes.
In today's times.
Good loud, man.
That was good. 615-737-1025. And ours, you know, mine was deciding to stay and not make a big leap. Sometimes you got to make the big leap. Sometimes you make the big leap that leads to ultimately, which is what was me, was staying.
Yep.
Yours was?
I got baptized 5 years ago, which is that's probably number one. And then I used to drink every night, man. And I wasn't an alcoholic, but I would drink every single night. It's like, what are you doing? Just wasting money. Now I waste my money on the lottery. So
you walked in and you said, I used to spend my night times in a bar room.
Who's that?
That's the George Jones version of crap. What's the name of the song now? Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Caught me off guard.
Sorry,
couldn't
man.
I couldn't remember the name of the song.
Yeah, so important decisions. A lot of great response in our text line. You guys are great, man.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe live at the Omni, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Nashville's best deal of the week is celebrating National Barbecue Month. Get a $50 gift card to Central Barbecue in Capitol View for half off right now, $25. Do the math for you. Try their new barbecue sampler, ribs, wings, and barbecue sliders. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals right now while supplies last. Before we get to what day is it in celebrity birthdays, Debbie wants to weigh in on her important decision. Debbie, welcome in.
Good morning. Mine was having my mother and my mother-in-law both live with us the last years of their life, so they didn't have to go into a nursing home. They were able to be cared for by people who loved them and didn't have to be separated from their families. At the time, I wasn't real sure about it, but it turned out to be a great thing to do.
Well, that, God bless you for that.
I know how you feel. Yeah, I do too.
By the way, you need to tell your guy in California, like a couple of weeks ago, they had National Garden Naked Day.
Okay.
And okay. I my husband was all for it, and I told him the neighbors were probably complaining.
Is there a club in Nashville we could join for this? I'm curious.
You know, it can be dangerous when you're down on your knees. So,
garden. I bet. I bet so.
Thank you, Debbie.
God bless you, Debbie.
God bless. God bless, Debbie. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
Whew, all right. First one on the list, we have Free Trade Day. So I don't know. I'm continuing. I'm not going to go there. Iris Day is next, the beautiful flower. Make a Book Day. Joe does it that all the time. He's a good author.
I do. Yeah. I do. I might write my new book in my garden that I just discovered.
Naked?
Maybe. We'll see.
Yep. All right. National Children's Mental Health Awareness Day.
Amen.
Let's see. National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Yum.
Golly. National Give Someone a Cupcake Day. All right. National Have a Coke Day. Good old Coca-Cola.
Coke and a smile.
National Student Nurses Day. National No Socks Day.
You don't need, when you're naked in the garden, you don't need socks.
You don't.
Right?
You don't. You're right. You
good
don't.
Good Lord.
Watch out. Watch out on that mulch, though.
Oh, the next one we have is Time of Remembrance and Reconciliation for those who have lost their lives during the Second World War. Victory in Europe Day.
Amen on that, baby.
Let's see. The last two we have is World Ovarian Cancer Day, World Red Cross, and Red Crescent Day. So there you go.
Ah, thank you, brother. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 years.
Oh, wait. Hang on. I forgot. Yeah.
Got to do it, Chase.
Debbie threw me off there. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
We love Jarrett Companies. All right, yeah, our first birthday, Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Gilbert. How old is Melissa Gilbert?
Sixty-one. Oh, nice.
Dr. Crane knows his TV shows, which, by the way, Little House on the Prairie is the worst TV show of all time. Next, singer Enrique Iglesias.
Is that the I Can Be Your Hero?
Yes.
That one, yeah. Julio is his dad. Enrique is...
Wasn't he married to Anna Kournikova? No?
Maybe.
Something like that?
44.
52.
50! Dr. Crane's up 2-0. He's inspired by that garden talk. it's going down here. Don't know who that is. Don't know who that is. Some Harry Potter nerd. I don't know who that is. We're going down. All right. Tony. The captain of Tennille. Tony Tennille. How old is Tony Tennille today?
79.
80.
85. She has that song, Do It To Me One More Time. Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. He had that great duet with Phil Collins. Easy life.
74.
Dr. Crane's up 3-0. Drummer Alex Van Halen of Van Halen.
67.
65.
72. Actor David Keith from Knoxville, Mike Keith's relative.
I like David
was
Keith.
In Officer and Gentleman. I don't want to marry no Okie from Muskogee.
64.
55.
71.
Jeez.
Come on, Chaser. Guitar player Joe Bonamassa.
58.
60.
48. He's really good, right, I've been told. David Attenborough, a naturalist. Not the naturalist of working in a garden all natural, but a naturalist. We're never going to let this go. Sorry.
57.
55.
99.
Nice.
Oh, we got four sports birthdays now. Bill Cowher, who I do not think belongs in the Hall of Fame. You can argue me all day long. Does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
They didn't ask you.
they did not.
Bill Cowher is 65.
60.
68. Lovey Smith, the former coach, Lovey Smith.
62.
60.
67. The greatest safety in the history of the National Football League, Ronnie Lott. Jeff Fisher's teammate, I believe, at USC.
63.
60.
66. God, can you say anything besides 60?
60.
Our final birthday. Chase, you should get this one. Former Arkansas running back and Dallas Cowboy running back, Felix Jones. Wasn't he selected ahead of Chris Johnson?
I think he was.
I think that might be correct.
39.
50.
38. 3-1. Dr. Crane, you win. Oh, what could possibly be the worst celebrity birthday we've had in a long time?
Yep, that was a bad one. Congratulations on that. That'll do it for us.
It will do it for us. Hey, listen, we had a great talk today. We love your responses and answers to the greatest decision you ever make. Another great decision you can make is when you're going through something, talk to somebody. Please, on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. Reach out to somebody. We're always here for you, always here to talk to you. So no matter what you're going through, the road gets a little bumpy, but know there's a clear path ahead. And we talk about our journeys all the time. If you're going through a rough spot and your journey's like, man, this is rough, it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. Know that we're here for you. And if something happened to you, we say all the time, you'd be tremendously missed. I'm telling you this right now. You'd be tremendously missed. That's why we tell you all the time that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD. Coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.